Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. How are you? It's Cherie, and we've got another Tuesday night show with Manifesting with the Angels. That's what I like to call this one. And, you know, I tell you, I said, what do you want me to talk about tonight? I can talk about money, prosperity in every area. So I'm going to give you a couple of angels and or ascended masters too, because, you know, some people call them angels as well, that will really help you in a way to work with them and contact them, you know, and connect with them, not contact them, because, you know, your intention is the most important thing. So, you know, if you want to increase your money, okay, or get a better job or get a raise, there are angels and ascended masters that you can connect with. But a lot of times, you know, they can be there giving you the opportunity, and the opportunity can be right there in front of you, and you not believe that you have it, okay? Or you not believe that it can really come to you. Have you ever experienced that, not believing enough? So what can you do? I mean, how do you work with that? I'm going to share this with you. There is an angel that can really help you, or an ascended master that can really help you with this and help you with your self-esteem. That's what I like to think of it as, is self-esteem. You know, and I think that our self-esteem takes a real big beating, you know, not believing that we can actually have something, because a lot of times we're told that hard work, you know, equals opportunity. And sometimes it's not about hard work, it's just about working smarter, not that you don't work hard. Or believing that you can have it. You know, I know a lot of us grew up with parents, or maybe we did or did not, but grew up with parents that said, you know, you have to, this is the way it is. You work hard, you retire, and you can't have any more than what I had. Or maybe you had a set of parents that were amazing in the sense of prosperity, and they taught you great self-esteem. So whether that is or is not the situation, Archangel Michael's showing up, and he says, I'm going to ask for me. And he said, all you have to do is ask me to come in the dream state or in your life to help you with your self-esteem and believing in yourself. Because when you really believe in yourself, you can achieve anything, okay? So he's here saying, hey, put the intention out to say, come to me in the dream state, just work on this with me, help me improve my self-esteem. So once you do that, and you just say, hey, thank you for helping me, thank you for coming to me in the dreams, or thank you for giving me messages in, you know, with thoughts or ideas. I have a client that got a message on the billboard the other day. She was so excited. She goes, that was what I was wondering, and Michael gave me the answer. So not only does he help with courage and strength, but he also helps with self-esteem, okay? And when you have great self-esteem, a sense of who you are, okay, then you can achieve a lot more, right? And he helps us know that that we are connected to God. We're connected to, you know, Buddha, whoever you believe in, a higher part of ourselves, but we are connected. So he helps us realize that connection. And when we realize that connection, as I said before, like, then our self-esteem improves and we can achieve anything, okay? So that's one thing there. So when you're looking for miracles or money, let's go with prosperity in actual cash, right? Show me the money. Is that Will Smith? and who are ones that can help you with that? Well, you have Abundantania. You also have Dana, Ganesh, Lakshmi, Sedna, and all of these ones, the way I contact them is, and I did a show about Lakshmi not too long ago, and Ganesh as well. I like using them together, okay, or I like using Ganesh to help me remove obstacles. So what does that look like? What does an obstacle look like? Well, maybe you're looking for prosperity, and the obstacle is usually yourself. But it may show up in the form of somebody, you know, not doing the right thing, or the meeting being canceled on a day that you can't show up and rescheduled for a day that you can't show up. So, or maybe it's just fear, you know. So you just say, Ganesh is one for prosperity and actual cash. Lakshmi is one for prosperity and money too as well. She also is working with the home. So you would say, home things. So you want to buy a new home, you want to refurnish your home. She's really strong in that, but also in any area where you need cash. And so how do you work with them? You say, Ganesh, thank you for coming to help me remove any obstacle. maybe the obstacle is your self-esteem, right? You raise your vibration to believe that you can have something. You have Michael. You can also use Ganesh and, of course, Lakshmi. So how do you do this? You can put your intention out there and say, thank you, Ganesh, for removing the obstacles. And then then you say this 24 times, Om Shreem Kleem Ganesh Namaha. Om Shreem Kleem Ganesh Namaha. And then once you do that 24 times, you go Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Na Ya Namaha. Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Ya Namaha. That's for Lakshmi. I'll share this with you years ago. Gosh, it's been 2008 maybe. I really was in a situation where I had to move really fast, and Lakshmi came to me and in a dream, and she says, I'm here with you, helping you. And so what I did was I used Ganesh and Lakshmi, and I had a place in where I meditated at and had all the candles of the chakra, and I lit all the candles, and I said that 24 times, Om Shreem Kleem Ganesh Namaha, and I to remove the obstacles, and for Lakshmi, Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Ya Namaha, okay? And then, of course, I work with Michael, as we all do. I think he's probably one of the most favorite angels to work with, so, just ask him, light a candle with him. You can light all the chakra candles. You know, I always say a white one is always really strong and applies to everybody because white is such a spiritual color, right? We see our seventh chakra a lot of times as white or purple, but white is such a great color. You can light that candle and put yourself in a real meditative state because Lakshmi, Ganesh, or any of them didn't need, the meditative state, but maybe you do, okay? You know what I mean? So anyway, that's something there, and then you can say that. And one of the things that got strong is when you're working with the angels to help you manifest is to have a specific place where you do your meditation, okay? And that can be in your room, in your office. You know, I work in my office and in my bedroom both. So you can do the same thing too as well. You know, a lot of times we're not honest with ourselves. What does that look like? Well, kind of like when you want to lose weight and you're holding on to the bathroom scale or you're saying, well, you know, I drank this or ate this. Honest communication with yourself is really important to manifest anything, okay? And and I know that honest communication with your mate or your friends or your family is important too as well. So who helps you with that? Peely. P-E-L-E, so you can look her up. She's an ascended master. She's amazing, too, as well. And she also helps you with prioritizing your life. So if you have a problem with prioritizing, sometimes that can be, I think, with all of us, with this, and how we live. My joke is I always take 10 pounds of feathers and put them in a 5-pound bag. But Peely will really help you with prioritizing and honest communication. All right, so, what does that look like? If you're wanting to get your mate to communicate better with you or your boss to communicate or your children, then you say, Peely, help me communicate better with myself and what I'm really looking for, and then do that with the person too as well. So visualize that person, and she says, I'll come to you. She's actually an ascended master. And she goes, I like the blue candle because that is the communication candle, okay? So light the blue candle or white, but she says, I like blue. Sit down and just say, thank you, Peely, for helping me communicate my intentions better to you, to my boyfriend, girlfriend, my husband, wife, to my boss, to anybody that you're trying to get what you're really looking for. And then she goes, once you do that, and she goes, when you have clear communication, you have great self-esteem with Michael, then there's really not too much stopping you, right? You can ask Ganesh to help you with the obstacles and thank him for it. He has the head of an elephant, just to let you know. So he's reminding me to say, hey, if you see an elephant head, in the store, a lot of times we see them or in a magazine, he goes, sometimes I will send you that to make sure that you know that I'm hearing you, okay? So you can look for the elephant head. How cool is that? So what does that look like too as well? So you can ask for her help, Peely. You can ask for honest communication with her and then light the blue candle and put that out there. The reason why I'm sharing these things with you, because a lot of times we have these angels and we have these ascended masters really working with us, but because we're not being totally honest with who we are and what we're really looking for, sometimes we get afraid, or our self-esteem has taken such a beating over the years with, different things and, with people and situations and marriage, divorce, breakups, whatever it may be. Sometimes you guys, there's a lot of people that have issues as a small child and your self-esteem is taking a beating. And so it's hard to recognize when prosperity or the opportunity, is right in front of you. Not impossible, just challenging. And I would recommend that we all ask you in, because that's going to help us with manifesting and recognizing the opportunity when it shows up. Okay. So, as I said, Peely, you can light a blue candle in the place that you choose to meditate. You know what I mean? Sometimes people have one inside and one outside, which is good, because some of these angels really like being outside, like Archangel Haniel, who likes moon energy. She's also, a lot of times you guys want to increase your psychic abilities because of the spiritual work that you're doing or choosing to do. And she's a wonderful one for that too as well. So she goes, I like the moon. And she goes, so if you go out in the evening, if you can, if it's raining, you certainly don't want to go out there or snowing. We have some bitter weather here, and not if you're in Florida, but in all over the U.S. in different parts of the country. She said, some people want to increase their psychic abilities. She is wonderful for that, especially clairvoyance. And so she says, light a white candle and also a green one, okay? And she said, and asked for, because you're coming from the heart, green or pink, because you're using a lot of heart energy. And she says, thank you. Just thank me for helping you. I will give you grace. I will also give you, help you with grace, help you with your psychic ability. But I like them, and I like the moon energy. So if you can ask for her help and thank her for her help, out there in the moon energy, she said that's going to make you really feel more connected to me, and we'll work together and on this journey. So, it's so funny. I share this with people. I don't know if you guys, if you're sitting there and you're listening or you're going to download it later, what do you think the most request I have for manifesting? You would think it, what do you think? Just if you're thinking right now or later on when you listen to it, you may think it's health, right? It's not. Most people want to manifest great love and prosperity, money. Health is the last one on the list, right? And I think that's so amazing because it's a mind-body-spirit connection. And a lot of times we've taken care of our body so not the best, and it's been, I have a question out to people because I got this in meditation. And here's the question. If you took care of your job like you took care of your body, would you be fired? And think about that. If you took care of your job or your business like you take care of your body, would you be fired? And most people say, you don't want to answer that one, right? Archangel Michael, once again, is great for really helping you with your body. Also, Ascended Master Apollo is as well. You can ask for his help. Therapist Bay, too, helps you with your body and keeping it, getting it healthy, making you stick to what you're looking to create. And too as well. So, as I said, I'm giving you some ones here that you don't have to, you can. The most important thing is to meditate. Put yourself in a meditative state, and just ask and think. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me achieve fitness. Or some of you guys are athletes, or are working with your performance. Some of you guys are losing weight and want to get more healthy, and they'll help you with that as well. You just put that out there to Serapis Bay and Apollo and Archangel Michael. You can use one or all three. What kind of candle? You can use any candle. When I'm looking at it right now, I see white and purple. Purple is such a spiritual color, and so is white. You know what I mean? So the most important thing is putting your attention, believing that you can achieve it. How do you believe more? If you working on your self-esteem, I think it's important. And on your own doubt, with yourself, a lot of times we doubt ourselves. And, you know, working with, you know, Ganesh can help you with removing obstacles, as Michael can as well. So you have a lot to choose from, right? And so taking care of your body, getting it in shape, and also healing. Let's say that you have a problem with epilepsy, diabetes, a headache, migraine, high blood pressure. Archangel Raphael is here to help you with that. I have a beautiful Archangel Raphael prayer. I was looking up about a month, 5 or 6 weeks ago, actually. I'll share this with you. It's so wonderful. I'll post it on Facebook after we're done. But Raphael came to me, and he said, wake up. I woke up with a jolt, and he said, write this down. And here's the message he gave me. And he said, put yourself, ask to be in the flow with me. And he goes, and I'll help you heal your physical, spiritual, and emotional body. And he said, all you need to do is ask to be in the flow. Remember to be in the flow and trust the process. Not hard to do sometimes, just trusting the process. But Archangel Raphael is amazing for doing a healing. Also, he helps with your physical body. And, you know, and then you have, in all your bodies, and you have Therapist Faye and Apollo who will help you lose weight, keep you strong. And Archangel Raphael can actually go in there and do some real, help you do some real healing. He goes, ask to be in the flow with me. Isn't that cool? And as I said before, bottom line, because I'm a bottom line kind of girl, we need to, if we can, and I do this, and I know several of you guys have really shared over the, you know, since I've been doing this radio show, how you have created a meditative space for yourself. Sometimes it doesn't need to be with candles. Sometimes it doesn't need to be with anything, but that great energy where you can go into that meditative state and reach out and put your what you're looking to manifest out there to the universe, to the angels, to the ascended masters, and to the causal plane, right? And you're going, what is the causal plane? I think it's where the highest part of all of us live, you know, that's connected to God, you know what I mean, that works with us on this in the human form. It's part of us. And so you can always ask the causal plane to help you too. What is, and if you hear my dogs in the background, I'm so sorry. So they're in there. I caged them up for the night. So anyway, I've got to take them out one more time, actually. I'm telling you about my dogs. Say that thank you. I'm being asked to help with this. You want a relationship, right? And you want to increase you want a relationship. And who helps you with relationships, right? And life purpose. And that's, I'm going to give you those two as well. Some of you guys know this already. Please forgive my dogs in the background. Hold on, would you? Sorry, I told him to be quiet. Well, hopefully that will work. So relationships. And I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you a couple of them here. So, you know, honest communication, I gave you that. And then relationships, you have Archangel Haniel, so she helps relationships. And then Archangel Shamuel helps with relationships. So that's important. Right, and soulmate relationship. Angus is an ascended master, helps with relationships. Twin flame, twin soul relationships. Now, before you ask for this, it's super important to say, you know, help me manifest this. That's one thing I'm getting really clear now, because a lot of times we expect, you know, that the angels just move us aside and they do all the work. Part of the work is with ourselves, okay, like the self-esteem, clear communication, you know, being able to really get our body in shape to handle the information from the angels, you know what I mean? Because, you know, until we're up there in the astral plane, in our dream state, then we have our physical body here, that a lot of the information is, you know, is given to us. And so it's important to keep your physical body healthy, okay, too, as well. So I want to be clear with that. And what you have to do when you're looking for your twin soul, twin flame, I always use all the candles for this situation and really ask to work on myself and show me what I need to do to be in the right state of mind to have the best relationship possible, okay, with my mate, you know what I mean, you know, or potential mate. Because know this, there is somebody out there that is your destiny for you. and you for him or her, okay? So, but, you know, you want to be in the best possible place. It's so important, and we had this on the other night with Dwayne, and I'm getting this when I'm, you know, Archangel Shamuel and Archangel, and, you know, Archangel Shamuel, and, gosh, I can't, sorry, Archangel Shamuel and Angus are here, and they're going, it's really important that you really work on yourself, and because things that are always happening in your relationship until you work on yourself and really look at that will continue to happen, okay? And being asked to give some examples of that, a lot of times people have cycles. A friend of mine, Corrine, you guys know her very well. She's been on the show with me. We were talking about cycles tonight. Relationships go through the same cycles. They break up or they fight, and then they make up, and then they break up, and then they fight, and then they make up, right? Have you had a relationship like that? I mean, we all have, okay? It's just cycles. So you go, you know, instead of saying, bring me a guy that doesn't do that, show me how to heal that part of me that attracts that kind of man or woman that does that. And there, you know, Shamuel and also Angus are going to really help you with that. Archangel Haniel helps. She says, I help you with relationships as well. And the biggest relationship is with yourself, okay? So, you know, if you look at your relationships and see what the common thread is in all of them, not only the bad, but the good, you know, because you wouldn't get into a relationship if it wasn't good, you know, in the beginning. And ask what, you know, how you can heal it and how you can attract the good stuff too as well. That's going to be much better, okay? Because then you're going to be in a different relationship that you've never experienced before, and be okay with that, okay? And in, not okay, only okay with it, but enjoy it as well. So there you go. You've got some things that will really help you, too. And if you're saying, well, Tariya, I'm not finding the relationship, then there, right there, is something that you need to look at, because there's not, that's the answer. Why aren't you finding it? They're wanting you to look at something, I promise you. So ask the angels and the ascended masters what you need to look at to bring the relationship in. So with yourself. So I have given you, to recap, you know, you have Archangel Shamuel, and you have Angus to help you with relationships. I like to use all the candles of the chakras with that, white, purple, green or pink for the heart, yellow for the self-esteem one. And you can use that when you're, you know, asking for help with your self-esteem with Michael, because he said just, you know, tell them that, or white or both. And then red and orange, you know, too, as well for the chakras, and light them all. And then really put yourself in the state of, what do I need to do to attract the best possible mate for me or her, you know, whether it's a girl or a guy, whatever you want, if you're looking for one that you don't have. And if you have one already and you want to make it work and you're going through some real challenges, and that's normal, you know, stuff too as well. We all go through challenges. But I always think that you should experience much more joy, and this is what I've gotten, and Corrine and I were talking about it tonight, than not joy in a relationship, okay? So clear communication in your relationships with Peewee, you know, and she likes a blue candle. So when you light them all, I think you cover all of the bases there. And then you also have Lakshmi and Ganesh to help you. Ganesh helps you remove obstacles in any area of your life. And I gave you the mantra for that, Om Shreem Kleem Ganesh Namaha. And Lakshmi helps you bring prosperity in every area of your life. So Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Ya Namaha. And so you have those. And then you also have Archangel Haniel to help you develop your psychic abilities, not only for yourself, but if you're looking to do spiritual work. And so she, as I said, you work with her in the moon energy. That's what she's in charge of, I say in charge, but works with. So outside is wonderful to work with her. Moon energy is so important because the moon energy is really responsible for our emotions. Did you know that? It's not, I mean, we're responsible for our emotions, but it's like the gas pedal that helps propel things forward, okay? So if you're wanting something, a new moon, a waning moon, so look at those things too, because they'll give you an idea about when the best time to put something out there. And then Archangel Michael, self-esteem. So, so, so important, you guys, to work with removing obstacles, self-esteem, having a strong body, having a strong mind, and clear communication. And so, you know, so you can recognize the opportunities when they show up, whether it's in your career, your business, your love life. Michael's a wonderful one to work with, the self-esteem. You're strong, you know, creating a strong body, and that will handle the messages, you know what I mean? Because not only does it have to go through your spiritual self, you know, and connect with your mind, body, spirit, the spiritual, the emotional, and the mental, so it helps when you have a strong physical body to understand, so you can get the messages clear and to understand yourself better. Who helps you with your physical body? Apollo, which I gave you guys, I think, a few minutes ago, and Serapis Bay, that can help you lose weight, make you stronger, so you can have a great physical, your organs are strong and your body, your physical body can handle the messages, because that's a high energy and it's a high vibration, and you want to be in the best possible shape that you can be. That doesn't mean that you have to look like a model. That's not what I'm saying, but it means that when you're taking care of yourself, you can have the best best physical self to receive great messages, okay? And then you're doing the other stuff as well with your spiritual and your mental self. And then to help you healing, Archangel Raphael, and I gave you that. He goes, he woke me up myself, you know, one early morning. It was about 6 weeks ago. And he said, ask for my help. Thank you for walking this walk with me and putting me in trusting the process. So I'll post it, his actual message, on Facebook, Angel Coaches Facebook. So on that note, go to our website, angelcoaches.org, if you want to send me a message, or you can call me, 954-636-9401. I can do angel readings for you to tell you which ones are working with you, to help tell you which ones are wanting to connect with you and communicate with you and give you help in, you know, discovering your life purpose, having the prosperity and the life of your dreams, because we're meant to have a great life, you guys. All we have to do is really choose it and do the work. And what does doing the work mean? Doing the work means that you put yourself on a, put your intention, using the law of attraction of your intention and creating a, you know, putting exactly what you want to choose. I write it down and read it every night, and because I'm doing that, things are happening, okay? and I write it on the chakra, the blue construction paper, because that's communication. So you can email me to do a reading for you, and we're getting a lot of new coaches that can help you as well, or you call me, 954-636-9401, and then follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and they recommend a lot of cool things, so you get a lot of special notices when you do that. So follow us on Blog Talk, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and that's where I'm going to put the prayer, and from Raphael, and see what else. We got another show on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. I'm super excited about this. This is from a woman who started broken. You ever felt broken before? Like, there's just, how are you going to work through all this stuff that you got to work through? She lost her husband. And she was like, okay, what do I do? Because she'd been married for like 30 years, I don't even remember now. And now she's got new business and prosperity, met a new man, and creating a great life. And she goes, I'd like to share with people how they can do the same. So she'll be our guest on Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And we have a strong, powerful, spiritual diva woman call every Tuesday and Thursday for about 15 minutes. If you want to be a part of that, please send me an email, Tari@angelcoaches.org. You want an angel reading or life purpose reading or, you know, anything like that, then send me that as well. And I'll tell you who the angels are working with you and how you can work with them and have a lot of fun doing it. Okay, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and be watching for our new coaches. They're coming, and we're creating a great, great opportunity for those of you guys who want to do your spiritual work. You're on Angel Coaches. Have a great now, and I will talk to you Thursday.